What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now tuned in to the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. Keep it locked, guys. Let's go. Hello, what's up, everyone? What's up, guys? This is a new episode of Chat with Pablo Castro. What's up, everyone? Hope you guys are good and I hope you're staying safe. You're welcome to the show once again, and this is the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast right now. Follow us on Instagram at TMAE Podcast. Follow me, the host, at Pablo Castrogram, and I'm also on Twitter at underscore Pablo Castro PR. Please make sure you subscribe and turn on post notification for this channel right now. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast or Samsung Podcast, please hit the follow button. God bless you. In this episode, I'll be talking to my friend Praise, who is an event planner and a podcaster, and our topic is how to talk about difficult issues in a relationship. And I hope you guys stay tuned till the last part of the show, because before that part, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or you are listening to the audio file of this podcast channel, I would be featuring my top music picks for you guys to enjoy before that part of the interview. But if you are watching on YouTube, it goes straight to that interview with Praise, and I want you guys to make sure you follow up to that part and get information you came here for, guys. So if you are a member of this podcast, you get to watch the video of my music picks for this week on Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee. You can become a member of this podcast from at least $1 monthly if you check the show notes for more, guys. I want us to get on with this. The next part, if you are listening on audio, would be my top music picks. And if you're watching the video on YouTube, the next part will be my interview with Praise Shagai. Yeah, guys, you're welcome to my top music picks segment for this week. And on this episode, I have three songs for you guys. One from CDQ, one from Ira Star, and one from Asake, Trending Boy, Hot Boy. So let's go. First off, I have Asake organized for you guys, and I want you to go stream this one on all platforms. This is Asake organized. Let's go.
Organized. Every other day I organize. Some of us are wise. Every other person over wise. Oh, love my two. Opa, opa, opa. You want no bonju. I want bonju. Opa.
Yeah, all right, guys. So that was organized by Asake. Up next, I have CDQ Doings.
Belly out of the family. Who's movie? Doings. Lifestyle. All of you, building family. Belly out of the family. Over here.
Go to the room, come be my Ashabura. Lele, baby, come rather me. I don't feel do anything for my woman. I don't feel shall make me the most.
Yeah, so welcome back on the show, guys. That was CDQ Doings. Up next, I have Ira Star Rush for you guys. And I want you to enjoy this one and stream hard because I love it. It's one of my favorite songs that just dropped. And it is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all streaming platforms. Let's go, guys.
Jeff me Jack Bata Adeko Ghana. You never touch you they from papa. Which kind of money we never see before. Cosello me, got me feeling I'm the one Aje. Aje, Aje. Can never take my cake away.
So welcome back on the show, guys. I already played three songs for you guys. I played Doings by CDQ, I played Rush by Ira Star, and I also played Organized by Asake. These songs are lit and they are available on all platforms for you to stream and enjoy. Up next is my interview with Praise, and our topic is how to talk about difficult issues in a relationship. So stay tuned, guys. Yeah, guys, what's up? You're still on the show, guys, and I have Praise with me in the building. What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's good to have you here, man. So how is your day going? How is your day starting? What's up with you?
My day is going in a very smooth way, and then but I'm fine.
Voila, man. It's good to have you on the show, man. Shout out to you, man. So please, I need you to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell them what you do, and then call out your social media handles for them to follow you.
Okay. My name is Praise Shagai. I'm the creative director of Laude Events. It's an event planning company. And I also host a podcast, Time Out with Praise Podcast. Yes, that's all about me. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, Praise Shagai. And you can follow my podcast Instagram and do at Time Out with Praise.
Awesome.
Thank you
so much. It's good to have you on this show, man. This is a new episode of Chat with Pablo Castro, and our topic for today is how to talk about difficult issues in a relationship. But before we get to that, I want you to spell something backwards for me. Can you spell Spotify backwards?
Okay. Spotify. Y-F-T-I-O-P-S.
Okay, that was close. Very close. You left the I there. The I comes before the T when it's backwards. You know, right? Spotify. But no, Allah, good one, man. Thank you very much. We love you. You tried. I swear, it's not easy.
Okay.
I swear it's not easy at all. Well done. Thank you so much. So guys, we're not here to play too much. We're here to talk about something serious, you know, how to talk about difficult issues in a relationship. You know, this episode will really help those who are dealing with their relationship issues and they don't know how to go about it. So my dear Praise, what's up? What are some difficult issues to talk about in a relationship? There are some issues that, you know, some people don't want to talk about it, but you know, you want to talk about it sometimes for the relationship to go on. Do you know some of those difficult issues that you can talk about?
Yes, I know some of those things. Yes, I do. So some of the things I think are really difficult to talk about in a relationship are money, finance. Yes. How many children do you want to have? How would you bring up a child?
Yeah.
The way of, like, the way you live your life, like, some people just want a quiet, simple life. People just think that you don't need to talk about it, it will just happen. Even relocation, because a lot of people are relocating these days.
Yeah.
So there are things that they seem very mild, but they're actually difficult to talk about when you come face to face with it. Nobody wants to come and meet you and say, that's what I'm talking about now. So nobody wants to come and meet their spouse and say, oh, I cheated on you. Or nobody wants to come and ask that, oh, did you cheat on me? There are some things we just don't want to talk about. Like, we just wanted to just, maybe just wanted to just go. But then sometimes you actually need to have these conversations to actually better your relationship.
No be lie. Thank you so much. I said, there are so many things you like, even when it comes to decision making, you know, some people have that issues of, you know, having to decide and coming together as one partner, or should I say one unity, and choose something. It's always hard. So now, how do you tell your partner it's difficult to talk about? Like, if these things are difficult, how do you tell your partner? Is there a way you approach the partner, you know, before talking about it? Because I expect people to have a good manner of approach before talking about difficult things, so that it doesn't just stir up anger or para or drama, you know. So please go ahead.
Yes. So I agree that it's very difficult to talk about things, but how are you going to make those things less difficult so that you can have the conversation? I think if you are dating somebody and you want something good from that relationship, you should be able to talk to them about a lot of things. I would say, starting with, like, the ways by which you can make things like that easier is by having a lot of conversations. When you're in a relationship with somebody, it's not only about going out, going to a date, going to fun places. Have a time to sit down where you people just sit down and talk. It can even be maybe outside under the moon in the evening. Lay a mat or something. Lie down and just talk through your dreams. Talk through it. How many kids do you want to have? Why? And you people can even argue and joke about it. Conversations don't need to be like, oh, question and answer time. Sit down here. Why did you do blah, blah, blah? It's like you have conversations, have difficult conversations when you're even joking. Oh, this is somebody you're dating and you're like, ah, me, it's only 2 children I want to. And this is like, ah, why now? Me, I want 3. Ah. 2 children, who is going to carry 3 children? You're already talking about a difficult conversation, but you're making it mild. But then you've been able to pass your message across that you want to have only 2 kids. At the end of the day, you people would if it, the person sees that, ah, this thing is important to him, if that's okay, let's sit down. Why do you want 2 kids? I want 3. Okay, let's have a middle ground. Will I go with your 2 or we'll go with 3? Then you people talk to it. You've had a difficult conversation by just joking. So I think why some conversations may be difficult is because they are too serious. Imagine you sitting somebody down saying, okay, so now we must have 2 kids. And the person is like, no, I want 3. Then you people will start arguing because when you attack people, they become defensive.
Yes, now, yes, I swear.
They become defensive. They won't enjoy it. They won't want to understand with you. They will see it as, oh, this person is trying to fight them. But when you come with from an aspect of, oh, we've been gisting and just slide it in. And I do it a lot of times. When it may be something has happened, I won't come and ask straight for when we are gisting, we are playing. That's when I will now be getting that. Ah, that day, I don't like what you did. You shouldn't have spoken to me like that when that person was there. And it would, ah, okay, sorry. But imagine maybe we are already quarreling and everybody's already on a high note.
Tension.
I don't like what you did. Of course, the person will get angrier. Yes, the person will get angrier because now the person is being defensive. The person is not even listening to you to understand what you are saying. The person is listening to you to respond, and you will definitely not get the best response from the person at that point in time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So now, I want to say something. You know, sometimes people bring in third parties into their relationship to discuss difficult, you know, issues. Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? For me, I don't think it is like so bad. Like, there are some friends you can maybe that you guys have in mutual. The person can just, you know, come into the conversation sometimes, but it's not every time, Sha. But what do you think? Is it good? Is it bad? Tell us.
Okay, so I would ask this question: who is the person to you? Is it your family member? Is it your just your close friends? Is it your parents? I would suggest, if it's a therapist, why not? If not, that person is coming from an aspect of having the knowledge to guide you. But if it's just maybe I will now call my mommy to come and talk to me and my husband, my mom will definitely be on my side. So she might not even listen to my husband or my boyfriend and hear his side of the story. She's just like, don't hurt my child. Even if it is a mutual friend, let's be sincere, we have mutual friends. Sometimes if I've gone to tell that mutual friend something before the person comes, the person is going to attend to that situation according to what the person already heard. But then that's why I feel like somebody neutral, like, would I say it, a therapist would be better, or a counselor, because now this person is coming from a neutral path. They don't know your past. They don't know this person's past. They don't know what you are doing in secret. But if you are bringing somebody that already knows you beyond that situation, the person would relate to that situation according to that. Imagine you know that, oh, this guy's, this woman doesn't stay at home because you are the friend to the man. They now call you to come and talk about, oh, why was she not at home yesterday? Of course, you will come like, oh, you never stay at home. You have started again. But somebody that doesn't know that she doesn't stay at home before will come with a neutral mind and say, oh, why were you not at home yesterday? Because they don't know that before you move around, you don't stay at home. So the person will come from a different perspective and the person would not be biased. So I don't suggest you bring in family and friends, honestly. That's from my own view. I would rather a therapist, a counselor, because they would be neutral.
Cool. Thank you so much. Truly, man, I'm not lying. Therapist or counselor. So guys, you've been hanging out with me, Pablo Castro, PR and Praise Shagai, on this new episode, an informative one of Chat with Pablo Castro. But before we call it a wrap, I want to say thank you to Praise for coming on this one, and I want to say shout out to her, and I want to ask if she has her own shout out she wants to give. Do you have some shout outs you want to give, Praise?
No, I don't really have any shout outs, but I just want to thank all the listeners of my podcast. You guys are amazing. You guys make me want to do more, and podcasting has brought me to know Pablo. So podcasting is life, I must say.
So shout out to you.
Like I mentioned earlier, Praise Shagai on all social media platforms. Let me spell Shagai. Praise is easy. Shagai is S-H-A-G-U-Y. Praise Shagai. So you can follow me on my podcast, Andrew, on Instagram at Time Out with Praise, on Twitter at Time Out with P. Thank you.
So guys, you just heard from Praise Shagai. She's a podcaster, event planner. Make sure you check out her page, check out her content. She has entertaining ones, informative ones on YouTube. So go on to check and follow her, guys. And I enjoyed this one with Praise, and I have more episodes coming for you guys. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And also follow us on Instagram at TMAE Podcast. You can follow me, the host, on Instagram at Pablo Castrogram, and I'm also on Twitter at _ Pablo Castro PR. So I have to say bye-bye right now. Praise, thank you very much. We appreciate you. We love you.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you.
Thank you. Love you.
We'll see you and talk again soon there. Thank you. Bye-bye, guys. See you next time.